Start your day the right way with The Big Show on 3BA.
Normally we talk to Jayden Forster from Celebrity Lane with The Big Show Entertainment Report every Friday, but today's a little different because he's broken some big, big entertainment news across the weekend. Jayden, good morning.
Good morning, PT.
And I don't think there's any better feeling for a person in your particular profession than breaking the big news. Please let us know what's happened.
Yes, well, as I broke on Friday afternoon, sensationally, Channel 9 here in Australia has actually dumped the Ellen show, the Ellen DeGeneres show. They won't be airing her 19th and her final farewell season, which kicks off in America stateside on the 13th of September, so the 14th of September, our time here in Australia. And the fabulous TV Black Box website has since also confirmed that Foxtel has also kicked Ellen to the curb and won't be showing her farewell season either on their network. And it's all because really of a dramatic, massive decline in ratings after those allegations surfaced of that toxic workplace behind the scenes on the show. And the whole scandal's really just brought an end to the program in general in many ways, which is a real shame for those people, those diehard fans who've always watched Ellen from the very beginning. And like every TV show, you sort of form a connection with these stars and you feel like you're a part of their lives. And now they unfortunately won't get to see that final season, that nostalgic trip down memory lane. And you could argue that they should get that opportunity. But look, you know, if a show isn't rating, a network's paying big bucks for these distribution deals from overseas programs and production companies, then 9 times out of 10, they'll cut their losses and just move on. And that's what's happened here.
Do you think it'd be different if Ellen's apology had been different, given those allegations?
Look, I doubt it. There was a report actually doing the rounds, funnily enough, last year. I think it was in September at the time when this scandal all broke out, that Channel 9 actually wanted out then, that they wanted to cut ties with the program and simply move on. They took the show off the air for a couple of weeks while they were negotiating future new episodes for the network, and then, of course, it came back on. But obviously now, for whatever reason, they've ended that relationship once and for all. But I've sort of been a bit critical of her apology in the past, and I think it was a bit half-baked. It sort of really missed the mark. But to be fair, people had decided how they felt about her and how they saw that show the minute those allegations came out. And I don't think a simple monologue on her program was ever going to really shake that, that the damage was well and truly done months before she took to the screens.
Is she totally burnt, or is another network, do you think, looking at picking her up?
Well, I very much doubt it. I don't think Channel 7 would be in the running for it. They seem pretty happy to put on a movie at midday. Channel 9, obviously, they've put out Foxtel won't be showing it. But Channel 10, interestingly enough, they have a very pretty sort of friendly relationship with Warner Brothers, the production company behind The Ellen Show. They produce The Masked Singer and The Bachelor franchise, which, of course, Channel 10 airs here in Australia. So whether they'll make a play for the show, I don't know. I don't have any inside intel suggests they're even remotely interested in The Ellen Show. But if they were to put in a request, I'm sure they could get a deal sorted in a couple of weeks' time before that season goes to air in the States. The only issue is, of course, they have Dr. Phil airing at midday, so that could be problematic. But look, you know, The Ellen Show doesn't have to air at midday. It could air in another time slot. So I'll keep an eye on what's happening there, and any updates, I'll come back to you on Friday.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Nice get, Jayden, and you have a great week, my friend.
You too. Thank you, BT.
Jayden Forster from Celebrity Lane. It's 17 to 8.